Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 18 of Dailyish. It's Tuesday, April 29th. It's 0 degrees. Snow is covering the ground again. I remind you, it's April 29th. This is not a weather podcast. Oh, my goodness. But I can't believe it's still snowing. Well, it's not technically snowing right now, but there's still snow. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you once again by Campaign Monitor. Visit campaignmonitor.com to get started with sending awesome email newsletters. We use it again, like I've said, at Dailyish here at goodstuff.fm/newsletter. So thanks to Campaign Monitor for supporting Good Stuff and Dailyish. Now, I have a, well, it was kind of like, I don't know, it's a long time bee in my bonnet. I need a new phrase for that. Somebody email me a new phrase for that. Chris at goodstuff.fm. What should I be saying instead of that? The industry that I'm in, my business that I run is building websites, like I said last episode, building websites, marketing, helping folks get their stuff out on the web, basically. That's sort of my focus. But what I get frustrated with is people who have no business being in this industry, but masking around and parading as if they are. And I'm far from an elitist when it comes to this kind of stuff. I believe that anybody could learn how to do this stuff if they spend the time doing it and have the inclination and interest. I am not the world's greatest designer. I'm not the world's greatest marketer. I'm not the world's greatest website builder, coder. But I enjoy working with folks to help get them online, like I said, get their stuff online. And doing a good job of it and trying to push the people I work with to do better at whatever it is we're trying to do, whether it's launch a podcast, launch a broadcast website, launch just a marketing website for a business, etc. But there's people, and this is true, I'm sure, of many industries. I know in the days past, there'd be people who would have owned a hardware store, let's say, and claimed to be good at everything, plumbing, heating, cooling, windows, doors, you know, everything that connected to a house they could fix. And then there'd be people who would be specialists, who'd be really good at finished carpentry, let's say, or really good at plumbing, and really good at one aspect of a house or a few aspects of a house, and really focus in on those things, and they'd become known as cabinet makers, right? As really good, that's all they do. You'd come to them and you'd say, I need to get some cabinets, and I also need to put a new bathtub in my bathroom. And they'd say, sorry, we don't do bathtubs. We just do cabinets. That's our specialty. And then that person would go to a different store who would say, oh, yeah, we do that. We do all those things. So no problem. We'll do it all here for you. But they won't do it as well as the one guy or girl doing cabinets. Similarly, in web and IT, there's this idea that because you know how to use a computer, you can do everything connected to a computer. So if it's a printer that needs fixing or connecting or configuring, or a website that needs being built, a security camera that, you know, IP camera that you hook up, replacing a hard drive in your Mac or PC or whatever, you can, if you know one of those things, you do all of them, because that's just how it is. You use computers, so you must know how to do all of them. And that's fine for the guy or girl, the neighbor next door, or their kid who you get over to help fix your computer sometimes and things like that, or help with setting some stuff up. But when you're talking about something like, say, a website for your business, giving you counsel and advice for policies maybe in an organization, it just doesn't work. So you have to, I guess I feel like there needs to be, there's no, you know, standards, there's no body for web IT folks to adhere to. So it's the Wild West. And how would you know if you're not somebody who's at all technologically inclined? How would you know that one person is a complete fraud and just has no business doing most of those things compared to another person who might? And so when someone comes along and says, yes, we can do all those things, we can do this, we can do that, any of those things, yeah, for sure, we can do that. And then compared with someone else who comes along and says, sorry, I don't do those things, or you don't need those things, or those kinds of ideas of saying, no, this is the reason, and here's why. Of course, in general, you're going to go with the yes man, the yes woman in that case, right? Because it's easier. Why do you want to work with somebody who doesn't do everything? when you have somebody who's willing to do everything for you, no matter what you ask. And so, and who doesn't push back, who doesn't give you honest feedback on things, they just do what you say, right? So, which kind of leads from episode 17's topic, I guess, or leaps off of, but in a different way. I would guess that people in high school, university now likely recognize that this isn't the case, that you can't be good at all these things, because they've grown up in a world with, you know, iMovie, Squarespace, iPhones, whatever, with these amazing cameras and technology that is so amazingly easy and powerful to use. And yet, and all the technology is there to enable you to do these awesome things, make a movie, record a song in GarageBand on your phone or whatever. And all those tools have been there as far as, you know, especially folks in high school, have been there their whole lives for all intents and purposes. And yet you still have to be able to do those things. You can't just because you know how to set up and use your iPhone doesn't mean you know how to build a website or set up a printer anymore. And so I would guess this is a dying mentality, maybe the baby boomer style mentality of like jack of all trades and forgetting about the master of none part of that phrase. But, you know, someone who's interested in computers must know all this stuff. So, and I feel like it does, like, personally, I get a frustrated. I really enjoy the aspects of technology that enable people to do their job or do their hobby or do their thing they love better and easier. That's a passion of mine, is to share that and help people, enable people to use that. That's why I do screencasts on YouTube about random software and web apps, and partially why I do some of the podcasting stuff I do, and why I enjoy engaging with folks on Twitter and talking to them and communicating and helping troubleshoot WordPress related stuff on the web or those kinds of things, is because I want to get technology out of the way, the annoying parts of technology out of the way for those folks, so that they can just do the thing that they love. And it frustrates me to no end when I see people who put up walls and get in the way and try and make it way more complicated than it needs to be, just to maintain some control or hang on to some sort of ego driven thing that they can be sort of lord over somebody else. This is my domain. I know technology and you don't. And basically sort of keep people in that scared box, I guess, of sorts of not sure how to do this stuff. And I'm sort of jumping from a couple different topics there and running off of a rant, mental rant that I've been formulating for a long time and arguing with friends about for a long time. I guess I don't know what the answer is. I feel like having a segment on this show that nobody would probably send anything into, but just like, is this for real, Chris? Send me an email, chris@goodstuff.fm with subject line, is this for real? And then like your IT person's comment that your email isn't working because you have too many viruses on your computer, or some sort of like just these far off claims that people in our industry or the fake fraudsters in our industry sometimes make that don't really add up. And kind of like there's a Snopes.com for email forwards that go around about really bizarre stories, and you can go to Snopes.com and check it out and verify that actually it's not true. Similarly here, maybe like an Ask Chris segment on this show of like, our IT guy at our organization said this. And because I have no vested interest, I'm not interested in being an IT support person. I don't want to help troubleshoot email. That's not what I do. I can point you to places that can help, and I can point you to resources. So anyways, those kinds of things. Someone who says like your printer is not working because your email IMAP connections are wrong or whatever. Anyways, I don't know if that's actually a thing. If I get responses, I guess I'll do it. But thanks for listening to this rant. Again, another rant. I'll try and be back with maybe once the snow stops falling, I'll have less rant in me. I doubt it, but who knows? This has been Dailyish episode 18. You can find me on Twitter at iChris. Of course, goodstuff.fm/dailyish/18 is where you can find this episode. And follow Good Stuff on Twitter at goodstuff_FM. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.